That'd be nice. The flip side
this
is...
This is why we can't have...
Nice things.
Nice things.
Oh. And this is when they go into overdrive here. 'Tis the season for stupidity.
Oh, no.
And maybe festive cheer as congratulations from Gloucester, England. A man there, Dave Purchase, that's his last name, Dave Purchase, has now set the Guinness World Record for singing Christmas songs for 42 hours straight.
Oh my word.
He sang ultimately over 42 straight hours with only a 5-minute break allowed each hour. Think about that. For 42 straight hours, he ultimately sang 684 Christmas songs. Three choirs swapped out and helped him break the record. And Dave never lost his voice. Everyone else lost their hearing, though, but now Dave is still going strong.
Sanity. You know, Christmas is wonderful, but it can be dangerous. There's the turkey fryer, the cords everywhere, getting on a ladder to hang lights, and then is the most terrifying of all decor. That would be the wreath. The wreath.
Yeah.
Fear not. They've been outlawed in Portsmouth, England.
Wow.
City Council says safety concerns are the reason. And residents will now face fines if they're not removed.
England is having a weird... In fact, Tony, who's over there in the UK and frequently on our Hank Facebook Live, because of the guy story from 2 days ago where a leaf blew into his mouth and he spit it out, just, you know, and he got fined like $200 for spitting in a public place. Tony put it over here in militant England.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason that we ended up doing our thing, huh?
MAGA!
There Tea party, anyone?
Come on over, Tony. Dum, 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 dum. It's a weird story in the town of Whiteland, Indiana. Really? They give White Settlement a hard time with Whiteland, Indiana? Okay, moving on. And actually, maybe apropos, because a trucker returned to find his trailer loaded with cocaine worth millions of dollars after he stopped at an Indiana Pilot Travel Center in Whiteland, Indiana.
Oh.
Just going about his, you know, route, doing his thing, and all of a sudden went back to check his truck after he'd went in and, you know, do what truckers do in there and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden in the back, there was just $16 million worth of this stuff. He has no idea where it came from. No suspects have been taken into custody, and police believe the trucker had nothing to do with it. They just dropped it in there. I don't know how that works, but now I understand Whiteland. Okay, that's the, was the powder. Dum, 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 dum. Probably where it was going.
So picture it. You're at a hotel enjoying some quality time with a friend. Then your wife has the nerve to show up. What happens next? Well, obviously, you make a jump for it like a guy in Hangzhou, China.
Right.
Now, don't worry. He did not crash into the ground. That is because a sign caught him on the way down.
Oh, yeah.
And he made quite a visual, hanging half naked in the air. Speculation is that he was being unfaithful.
No.
Yeah, I know.
There he goes. Dum, 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 dum. That's odd for somebody not willing to take the leap. Well, somebody did. In fact, it's not the only wedding in town or the world of note. Let's go to Japan. And Yurina Noguchi has now been married to an AI chatbot.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yet another one of these. She says she fell in love with the chatbot's personality. Not exactly sure which, if it's Grok or GPT. But she wore a white gown and tiara for the ceremony. And she wore smart glasses as she exchanged vows with her AI chatbot through an app on her smartphone. She says, I feel like he truly understands me. And then he came up with 12 possible ideas of how he can possibly understand her better. You want me to do more? Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So you know those fun Christmas events where they have the livestock and spirit and fun?
Sure.
it doesn't always wind up that way. A woman in Houston found out at the Champion Forest Baptist Church that the spirit overcame a camel. It was walking down the aisle. It kicked its hind leg.
Oh, no.
And then hit a woman sitting down.
That's unfortunate.
She received medical help.
Yeah.
Spirit of the season rages on. I have no word about the camel, but gotta be careful.
Dum, 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 dum.
Where that goes.
And then let's go real quick to Jeanette, Pennsylvania. Bring that up. That's
Jeanette.
They, just like us last year in Sundance Square, their baby Jesus was stolen
Rude.
Out of the nativity. But returned this past Wednesday. No harm, no foul, they say. But there was for this. 38-year-old guy in Italy. He was on the run. Trying to hide from the cops. This happened in the last week in the small town of Italy. Town. It's in the heel of the boot. I don't know. Galatoni?
Ooh.
Hey.
I do love some boots.
There you go. Well, police were chasing him, so he tried to lose them by hopping into the life-size nativity scene outside of a church, frozen placed like a mannequin. And the crazy part, it almost worked. But there are three wise men. He was the fourth.
Oh!
Cops gave a second look.
Ruh-roh.
And he has been apprehended. Tried to be a wise man. No, in the end, he was just...
Dum, 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 dum.